Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. Thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program? Hey, program, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm doing a Joe Biden. Let me slow down. This just in, U.S. Embassy has now urged every American to leave Afghanistan immediately. The U.S. is now having to send troops to help Americans evacuate the embassy in Kabul. I can't believe it. This is pathetic. U.S. officials, are warning now that the Taliban will be seizing Kabul in weeks. So everybody's getting out because Joe not only left, but then he left with him all of our munitions and all of our transportation. That is now in the hands of the Taliban. Great job, Joe. Add that to the great job you've done with Russia. We'll get to this tape of zero experience Hunter with some woman identified as a hooker. I can't confirm that. But talking all about what a gazillionaire he is and his dad and running for president and all the videos he has of him and his exploits, et cetera, et cetera. Listen, I don't care if it's Russia. Look, how many times is Russia going to get to hack us? Why did Russia get a waiver on a pipeline when we're taking away high-paying career jobs on the Keystone XL pipeline? Can anyone explain that? Except that it sounds like in these Daily Mail tapes that the Russians have Hunter Biden and the Biden family completely compromised. Imagine if this was a Trump kid on tape talking about the Russians stealing his laptop that has all this information on it, all these videos on it. Imagine if it was a Trump kid getting $3.5 million from a oligarch in Russia, the former first lady of Moscow. Imagine then Donald Trump okays a pipeline for Vladimir, okays a summit for Vladimir while they're hacking, you know, our electric grid in half the country and disrupting our flow of food and meat in this country. Is that how you respond when somebody attacks you? Imagine Donald Trump forcing South Korea to give mullahs in Iran $7 billion. Imagine the Chinese lecturing Mike Pompeo on human rights after all they did to the world with COVID, and that Mike Pompeo would sit there and not fight back hard from the second those words dared come out of their mouths. Imagine that Donald Trump's president, you think they're going to be threatening the reunification of Taiwan? I doubt it. You think they'd be lecturing America on planes landing in our allies' military bases in Taiwan? I doubt it. You think they'd be saying outwardly that if America's military dares intervene, that there's going to be 1.5 billion Chinese people that are going to kick our ass and that American military bases will be attacked and Japanese military bases will be attacked, and saying that reunification with Taiwan, meaning the takeover of Taiwan, is imminent, and that Donald Trump would sit there. Maybe you're not so offended by Donald Trump's tweets. Maybe Donald Trump's strength and unpredictability ended up being a good thing for national security because the world took him seriously. And all this talk about, oh, compromising materials in the hands of the Russians, clearly the Bidens are compromised. And on the issue of China, they're compromised there, just like they're compromised in Ukraine and Kazakhstan and God only knows where else. But it seems that, well, that's not important enough for the media mob. As if inflation wasn't bad enough. High gas prices. Do you know how humiliating it is? I find this the most humiliating thing. We were, for the first time in 75 years, energy independent. For the first time in 75 years, we didn't take in a single barrel of oil from the Saudis. You know, in the last, 6 months, a year, Donald Trump's president, not one barrel of oil. We didn't give a flying rip about what OPEC did or didn't do. The record low prices we had for a gallon of gasoline and the price of heating and cooling our homes, the record lows we had there, was not by accident. It's because of Donald Trump's energy policies and the fact that we opened up ANWR, that we continued building the pipelines, that we allowed for energy production. We told energy companies, go for it, and they did. And we benefited as a result. Now we're all paying $1.30 a gallon. But the worst part is we're no longer energy independent. That didn't take long. I mean, after shutting down the Keystone pipeline, ending drilling on federal lands, killing the president's opening up of ANWR for energy exploration, which would have created, I mean, hundreds of thousands of high-paying jobs in the end. You know, now the Biden administration... Now we're begging OPEC to rescue America from soaring energy prices. Countries, a lot of which frankly hate our guts, and we're giving them power over our national security. Think of the security benefits of being energy independent. We don't have to give a flying rip about the Straits of Hormuz because we make our own energy, the lifeblood of the world's economy. And while in the interim, if some genius liberal comes up with cheaper energy that's cleaner, go for it. I'm all for cheaper energy and cleaner energy. Find it. But that right now, the world relies on oil, gas, and coal. Until you come up with that better way, certainly you don't like nuclear energy. Think about 75% of France is powered by nuclear power plants. Not in America. Can't happen. The environmentalists control everything. So now they're being slammed, the high price of a gallon of gasoline, and it's only going to go higher, up about $1.30 a gallon. You see, anyone that drives a car, you see what happens when you fill up your tank. And I can afford it, and it annoys the living hell out of me. Well, I don't know why it annoys me. I still think like the way I did when I didn't have any money, which was a lot of years of my life, in my adult life, early on. I never expected to have money. And I just saw it, but I go and instead of paying, you know, $30, now I'm paying $40, $45. It pisses me off, to be very frank. I'm like, why do I have to pay all this extra money? And that means everything you buy costs more. That pisses me off, too. It's just in my DNA. I can't help it. Linda, you're laughing. Why are you laughing? I see, you know, that it really does annoy me. I don't want to pay more than I have to. I'm like, okay, this is preventable. It's good for national security because then we don't have to worry what the Iranians do in the Gulf of Hormuz. We don't have to worry about what these countries that hate our guts. We don't have to be begging OPEC to increase their production. I mean, at the critical moment in global recovery, this is simply not enough. Jake Sullivan complaining, President Biden's national security advisor sucking up and complaining that OPEC has failed to sufficiently ramp up oil production levels following the COVID pandemic. Hey, Jake Sullivan, I've got a suggestion for you. Go back to the Trump energy policies and we won't need their oil.
You won't need to get on your knees and kiss people's ass for oil because we have plenty here that we can rely on. Governor Abbott said we'll produce as much as you let us. Open it up again. I mean, to have our own national security at this critical moment in global recovery, it's not enough. Well, why don't you do your part then? Why are you shutting everything down? Why did you allow Germany to do, you know, billions and billions of dollars in business with Russia and Putin, of all people? Why did Joe give a waiver to Putin to build his pipeline and shut down our pipeline? I've had guys call in that had high-paying career jobs that very specific skill sets they developed over 20, 30, 40 years doing this. You know, $150,000, $250,000 a year jobs, real jobs for Americans to live a good life, to have a nice home and a nice car, truck, take their vacation, eat out at a restaurant whenever they want, not have to worry about it. Those jobs are gone. Oh, well, we want you to get other union jobs, high-paying union jobs. Well, where are they? Price of a gallon of gasoline just keeps going up and up and up. And now Biden's now got our own national security agency and advisor sucking up to OPEC to increase oil production one day after the UN's Code Red climate report. Agree. It's humiliating. Producer price inflation hit a record high. Producer prices accelerated at the fastest annual pace on record in July as supply chain disruptions and material shortages continue to put pressure on costs. You know, you look at the cost of everything is much higher. I mean, core prices climbed 6.2%. This means every American, you're paying more for everything, but you're not being taxed. Yes, you are. Concern about inflation, 86% in June of 20. It's up from June at 83%. We didn't have any inflation issues when Donald Trump was president. Maybe his tweeting is not so offensive today. You're precious. You know, you're getting the vapors. Oh, the president tweeted something that was unpleasant. Oh, excuse me. Unbelievable. So the White House now increasingly seeing rising gas prices for what they are, the source of their own political peril, but it's one of their own making. I think I'm like the only one screaming, okay, you have vaccine passports, you have vaccine mandates, you have mask mandates, but you're letting what? We just announced 212,000. It just came out just as we're coming on the air today. 212,000 illegal immigrants that we know of coming in the month of July. This will be a 25, 30 year record of illegal immigrants making it into the country in the middle of a pandemic and then thrown in Joe Biden's crowded cages and then flown in the dark at night and dispersed all around the country. And then when Americans have contact with the high percentage of illegal immigrants that have COVID as high as 20%. By the way, there was a GAO report that shows 35% of Border Patrol have contracted COVID-19. You think Joe's crisis at the border might have contributed to that greatly? 24 have died. I would say yes. And if Americans get into contact with people, they're going to have to go to stores. They're going to have to buy food and water or whatever. And not sure if they're masking up. They certainly haven't been tested at the border. Draconian measures for Americans and no testing for illegal immigrants. They get processed and dispersed around the country with no warnings. It's pretty amazing. Wall Street editorial board, Biden has an inflation problem. Real average hourly earnings declined for 7 months. I went over those numbers yesterday in detail. Inflation hits home. Appliance industry consumers are paying up dramatically higher than in the past. Laundry equipment is up 17.9%. You want a refrigerator, it's up 12.3%. Doesn't sound like a lot of money, but those are expensive items. Inflation wiped out America's pay raises, all of it, according to one article that came out today. I mean, it's just pathetic. We have a booming economy. The labor shortage could be a long-term problem all over the country. Well, that's the added benefits that just continue. And now they're going to spend a whopping total of, what, $6 trillion. It's actually $6.231 trillion in new Green Deal spending. And that's money, I'm telling you, you might as well just throw it down the toilet. It's Solyndra on steroids and human growth hormone. It's just going to be years till we find out that I'm right in my prediction. You're a parent, you're a grandparent, you love your kids. You send your kids off to school, they get indoctrinated, they get brainwashed into being good little socialists, and you wonder and scratch your head and like, what can I do and how do I reinforce the values that are important to me? You know, values like freedom and liberty and personal responsibility and capitalism and limited government, free markets. Love the news. America is now begging OPEC to please produce more oil. The cost of oil and gas in America is too high. We didn't have to do that with Donald Trump. I know, but his tweets offended so many of you. We can't. Well, Russia collusion. Well, the compromising materials are now there. We played them on TV last night. In case you missed it, we'll play them later in the program as well. And that's Hunter Biden. But we already knew all of this. That's the point. There is a significant majority of registered Democratic voters. They now prefer socialism to capitalism. Fox News poll, socialism 59% favorable, capitalism 49%. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Any name, any form, any manifestation of socialism, redistributionism, it all ends the same way. Broken promises, unfulfilled promises. It ends with more poverty, not less, and giving up how much freedom you calculate at the end of the mess you created. If you think it's going to work and it appeals to you, tell me what part of government is so effective now beyond the military. Because Social Security and Medicare are headed towards insolvency. Millions lost their doctors, millions lost their plans, and we're all paying on average 250% more thanks to Obamacare. And there's like almost half the country that only has one Obamacare exchange option. How are these same Democrats doing on the issue of law and order and safety and security? Because in Chicago this weekend, 71 people were shot, 11 were shot and killed. So you tell me. Why would you put your faith in those same people for anything?
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
You won't hear the mainstream press talking about this stuff. Sean Hannity is on the radio.
Hi, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Interesting, AOC torching what she calls conservative Democratic colleagues ahead of the debate on the infrastructure bill, saying, says they work with Republicans to expand the cruelest parts of our immigration system. Conservative House Democrats, let's stop pretending Democrats who threaten to tank the president's agenda will kill child care, Medicare expansion, and work with the GOP to expand the cruelest parts of our immigration system are moderate. They are not moderate. They're conservative. That's interesting in response to a bill that I'm hearing at least 8 to 10 moderate House Democrats are privately expressing willingness to vote against the budget resolution if Pelosi does not schedule a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill first. And of course, with the infrastructure bill, I mean, everything that we've been describing, it's just another name. They put a mask on the new Green Deal socialism because they still just don't want to come out and say it, but that's all it is. And that was the stupidity, the utter stupidity of the Republicans in the Senate to go along with this $1.2 trillion infrastructure debacle. The idea of Chuck Schumer, I mean, the fact that you're going to let Chuck Schumer outmaneuver you and he's stating up front what he's doing, it takes my breath away, the level of stupidity and this belief system. Oh, if we try hard, we can all work together. No, he's crushing you. The whole purpose is to be able to say that Joe Biden reached across the aisle and was bipartisan. And yet they'll use that as the cover for the $3.5 trillion on top of the $600 billion, which is $4.1. And if you really want the blueprint, because we're paying a big price for all of this new Green Deal socialism, you know, the amount of money, the total federal spending for 2021 is $6,231,925,000,000. Not easy to say, never mind even comprehend, because that's the total. Government is spending all of that money. And how's it working out for you as inflation continues? I'm looking at San Francisco gas prices. Regular gas, $4.55 a gallon. If you like premium, that's $4.95 a gallon. If you drive an 18-wheeler, it's $4.29 a gallon. And how do you think that corporate tax is going to work out for you as well? Because on top of the inflation, the top of the higher cost to get the goods to stores, if you can even get them, and that means everything that you buy in every store that you go to, the truckers aren't going to take less money, and trucking companies are not going to make less money. That cost gets passed on to you, the consumer, just like corporate taxes will get passed on to you, the consumer. All of this nonsense that this is only going to tax the rich. I mean, is it not humiliating to watch, you know, there was actually, where did I see this? Not only is Biden begging OPEC to rescue America from soaring energy prices, now we actually are begging the Taliban, I mean, to not go after our embassy in Kabul. Can you really be that stupid to think that they care? Because apparently they do. And Jen Psaki is even dumber out there saying that international pressure will keep the Taliban in line. No, it won't. What world are you living in? How naive can you possibly be? She was on Twitter saying the Taliban has to make an assessment about what they want their role to be in the international community. Will somebody please tell Circle Back Jen Psaki that we already know what they want their place to be in the world? It's the place known as terrorism. And that the women and young girls will be oppressed again as they were in the past by these convert or die mentality of the Taliban. What do you think is going to happen? And why would you ever leave Afghanistan and not take your munitions and trucks and every bit of supplies with you and leave it for them? We're arming them. It's unbelievable. It's an unmitigated disaster. And literally, the situation is so dire. We're literally, Biden's begging. We are now begging the Taliban. But, you know, please, you know, don't go after our embassy. I'm like, begging the Taliban? Are you that dumb? And now we have to have our military brought in last minute to extract Americans from the embassy in Kabul. Because Kabul is now going to be in the hands of the Taliban within weeks, if not sooner. Because we left them all the munitions they could possibly want. Taliban making significant territorial gains even before our exit. American intelligence now predicting the capital of Afghanistan could be overrun within 6 months. And that could portend scenes of officials and troops stationed at the American embassy in Kabul fleeing before advancing enemy forces, just as they did, by the way, with the fall of Saigon in April of 1975. You know, it's pretty unbelievable. The fact that the withdrawal resulting mess will take place that quickly is so predictable. It's not that hard. And by the way, yeah, Trump was definitely involved in a drawdown, but he was intelligent about it. This is that, and he left enough forces on the ground to be able to put out those wildfires when they popped up. It's pretty unbelievable. And Republicans going along. Significant majority of registered Democrats, they now prefer socialism. That's the battle of the soul of the country at this point. Ronald Reagan said freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. The crux of his speech, A Time for Choosing. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It has to be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day, we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the U.S. where men and women were free. I fear that this, you know, it's sort of like Gladiator. You know, I fear that this could happen on our watch. That would mean our generation has failed future generations. The great country inherited by the greatest generation, people like my father that fought 4 years in the Pacific, and a generation before them, my four grandparents all coming from Ireland. This is they came here with no money. Lived in poverty their whole lives. They had nothing. My parents were working folks their whole lives. My mother, a prison guard, working 16-hour shifts daily. Almost every day. My father waiting tables as long as he could on weekends. Family court probation officer. It was a big deal for him to get out of a pretty rough neighborhood he grew up in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn, and my mom in the South Bronx. That's where she grew up. Well, she was the valedictorian of her high school class. Obviously, I didn't get that intelligence. Hannity, see, you're even admitting you're such a dummy. National security officials stunned at how fast the Taliban is taking over Afghanistan. Politico, Biden on Afghanistan, not my problem. Oh, no? Okay, just wait. I remember reading something. It was called the 9/11 Commission Report. They were at war with us. We weren't at war with them. Could bring about political peril there, too. Biden's having a hard time finding what door to get into the White House. Who in the media? Now all those people that were screaming and bloody murder, Trump, Russia, collusion, there was none. Pushing the phony Hillary Clinton bought and paid for dirty Russian dossier full of lies, then used for premeditated fraud on a FISA court to spy on a presidential candidate, later a president, based on lies. The FBI knew it was based on lies. The subsource told them in January of 2017 it was lies. And now we actually have compromising materials and we don't hear one word from the congenital liar, Adam Schiff. That would be Hunter Biden's laptop. 80% of Americans blame Biden for the inflation surge in a new poll that came out. And 86% are concerned about it, and you all should be. This is more money right out of your pocket. Just like paying and begging OPEC, please, pretty please produce more. How about we just go back to where we were in January, on January 19th? We can immediately reverse course and become energy independent again as wages are plunging for U.S. workers, as inflation, high energy costs now are costing every American a fortune. That's what the net result of all of this is. Biden is now blasted in polls. 33% of the U.S. economy is in poor condition. They're right. How do you know? Just go to your gas station. Just go to your grocery store. Just go to your drug store. Everybody should be concerned about it. Oh, he's going to tax our way into prosperity. They're not going to tax your way into prosperity ever. All we're doing is shutting down our economy and compromising our national security in the process. And you can see it, too. Americans now are catching on that Biden's not there. Americans are catching on that, socialist radicals have taken over the entire party. If you look at the Economist YouGov poll, alarming readings for Biden, only 39% of people polled think Joe Biden says what he believes. 44% think that he just says what people want to hear. 38% are confident in Biden's ability to deal wisely with any international crisis. The vast majority are uneasy at his capability of doing so. 41% think Joe Biden is honest and trustworthy. More people think he's not. The nation is split on whether he actually cares about people like them. Only 21% think Biden can bring the country together. 53% do not believe so. I mean, why should they? People are beginning to wake up and get it. It's too late now. What are you going to do? Okay, it's August. Now we got to wait till November of 2022. Don't think that's going to be an easy run either. What have I been saying? You better make sure that your state legislatures are ensuring integrity in the election system in your state. And the things that your state needs are simple. Voter ID. If you're going to need a vaccine passport, how do you argue against voter ID to say you are who you are when you vote? Coupled with signature verification. Coupled with updated voter rolls every election year. Coupled with chain of custody controls so we can guarantee the integrity of the election. Guaranteed voters, partisans on every side being able to watch up close the vote count from start to finish. No more shenanigans. No more doubt. No more, we're going to keep counting even after we send everybody home. How do you have integrity and confidence in the results with that system? We know how to do it right because many states did do it right. Democrats wanting HR1, they don't want any checks and balances. Why would you be against voter ID? Except you had some nefarious intention, and I don't know what it is. We'll get into, at the top of the hour, these new tapes of Hunter Biden. You know, you look at what's in this bill, and it just, citizenship for illegal immigrants, free child care, free secondary education, free college, pre-K, tuition-free community college, loan forgiveness, federal housing, expanding Obamacare, which has been a disaster. moving the U.S. away from energy independence. We're feeling that now. Tax rules everywhere. Let's flirt with the idea of not only paying gas taxes, but we'll tax you every mile you drive. Well, we're going to include truckers in that? Good luck, because that'll be passed on to you too. The deficit, the national debt, nobody talks about it anymore. And they're all doing it by what? The reconciliation process. We've never seen anything like this. This is the Bernie, Biden, AOC manifesto. This is it. This is the moment. Is there not one Senate Democrat like Manchin, Sinema, that's going to say enough is enough? A car tax, a mileage tax? It's pretty bad. I didn't think it would get this bad, this quickly. I really didn't. I warned about it. I knew what would happen. I knew where their hearts were. Look at this headline. I can't even believe I'm reading this headline on Google. U.S. asks Taliban to spare its embassy in coming fight for Kabul. We're asking the Taliban. Do me a solid. Do me a favor. Yeah, don't ruin our embassy. Do you mind when you come in? Is that what we're now reduced to, kissing the ass of people that oppress women that pledge their lives to terrorism?
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.